Hello.
Hello. Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on that or volunteer? Yes, but I didn't finish the question. I didn't finish the question. A media organization or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote.
I'm definitely going to vote.
With which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican? No.
Republican.
And what is your main racial background?
White American.
What is your age?
73.
And generally speaking, will you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten up on the wrong track?
The other going in the wrong direction.
And from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Corruption in local government, including sea level rise in environmental resiliency, quality of life like growth and overdevelopment, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, traffic and congestion, crime and neighborhood safety, or housing
crime.
And property insurance costs.
Crime.
And although in this nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and Republican candidate? You will definitely vote for Democrat, probably vote for Democrat, definitely vote for Republican, or probably
vote
for
Republican.
Republican. Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, just let me know, okay? The first one is Fabian Dasavi.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
I'll say somewhat.
Francis Suarez?
Somewhat favorable.
Eileen Higgins?
I know her, but I don't have either way.
How would you rate her?
Average, let's say.
No opinion?
No opinion.
Vicky Lopez?
Who's that?
Vicky Lopez?
I don't know her.
Joe Carollo?
I'll say somewhat favorable.
Donald Trump?
Somewhat favorable.
Rosie Cordero-Stutz?
Don't know that one.
Alfonso Alfie Leon?
Don't know.
Joe Biden?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Daniela Levin Cava?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Alex Diaz de la Portilla?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Miguel Soliman?
Don't know.
Maria Elvira Salazar?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
We'll say very.
Joe Sanchez?
Don't know.
And Carlos Jimenez?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And you will now be asked a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Joe Carollo or Eileen Higgins?
I'd vote for Carollo.
If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Alfonso Alfie Leon or Eileen Higgins?
I don't know the other guy, because I guess Eileen Higgins.
And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote, Miguel Soliman or Eileen Higgins?
Because Eileen Higgins, I don't know the other one.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Eileen Higgins is doing as your county commissioner? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove?
I can't say.
Or strongly
say.
Disapprove?
I don't know, know much about her.
And you will now be given some statements about...
I don't know that.
Okay, you will now be giving some statements about Eileen Higgins. Please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Eileen Higgins in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it will make the difference, you can indicate it as well. And we're almost done with the survey. This is basically the last part. So the first one is, during these challenging times, Eileen Higgins actually voted against lowering property taxes for Miami-Dade County homeowners by nearly $20 million. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, or much less likely, or not different?
I guess more likely to vote for.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Eileen Higgins gave billions of taxpayer dollars to foreign developers for rail projects that were never completed, and Higgins supported a controversial rail project to Miami Beach that would bring more congestion and crime to residential neighborhoods.
Oh, that's not good.
Much less likely or somewhat less? Or no difference?
No, that's less likely to vote for there.
Okay. But somewhat or much less likely?
Much. Much.
Then the next one, Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their homes.
Then I'll say much more likely not to vote for okay. That.
But I need to read everything verbatim. I will speed up my reading.
Yeah, I got my dinner here, watching something here on TV, so I'm just trying to get through it.
Luxury properties that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. So much less likely or somewhat less?
I didn't get that. Say it again.
The statement complete? Okay. Eileen Higgins' campaign has received hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign contribution from the corrupt big developers who are pushing out long-time residents from their homes by building high-end luxury properties.
We'll definitely say much more likely I won't vote for.
Luxury property that everyday people cannot afford and bring more traffic and congestion to your neighborhood. Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat. No, much more. Much more unlikely to vote for her.
Oh, somewhat less. Okay. And the last three. Eileen Higgins took office 6 years ago, Miami-Dade County has become the most unaffordable place to live and work in the country, with housing costs in your community more than doubling and Miami having the highest inflation rate in the United States.
That is true.
Higgins has failed to address the affordability crisis and her policies have only made it worse, especially for seniors on fixed incomes.
Yeah.
More likely, less likely, or makes no difference?
Less likely to vote for her. Much
less? Much less. Okay, the last two. While so many are struggling to make ends meet, Eileen Higgins actually voted to more than double her taxpayer-funded compensation and benefits to $130,000 per year. More likely, less likely, or makes no difference?
Much less likely to vote for her.
And the last one, Eileen Higgins says she wants to improve transportation for residents, but under her watch, Miami-Dade just received an F score in transit and mobility. Higgins cut over 1,000 bus stops and routes that so many of our residents depend on, which has led to more crowded buses, higher costs, and people not getting to work on time. In one case, Higgins cut a bus stop that an 80-year-old woman uses every day and resulted in her having to walk more than 30 minutes to the next closest stop or taking expensive alternatives like Uber or Lyft.
Yeah, that's less likely, much less likely.
Much less?
Yes.
And one last time, you will be asked again a few short questions about the August primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If the primary election were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote, Joe Carollo or Eileen Higgins?
Carollo.
And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, will you vote for Alfonso Alfileon or Eileen Higgins?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that other guy, Alfonso, but now that I hear about Higgins, I'll go for him.
For Alfonso.
You convinced me.
If the election were held today. And if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom will you vote, Miguel Solomon or Eileen Higgins?
I guess Solomon. I don't know him, but...
Okay.
Or I might not vote for either one of them.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you two last questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Ninth grade.
And, okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great night.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.